And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 22nd of November, 2013. It's the birthday of André Gide, born in Paris, 1869. André Gide, who said, "Everything that needs to be said has already been said, but since no one was listening, everything must be said again." It's the birthday of the graphic artist and author and film director Marzan Satrapi, born in Rasht, Iran, 1969. Satrapi was a young girl during the Islamic Revolution of 1979. Her parents sent her off to Vienna to escape the resulting fundamentalism, and she wrote a graphic memoir about her experience in that time, Persepolis, the story of what it was like to be an Iranian girl, suddenly segregated from boys in school and forced to wear a hijab or headscarf. Published in 2000 in French, and then in 2007, Satrapi co-wrote and co-directed a movie adaptation of Persepolis, which got an Academy Award nomination for Best Animated Feature. Her recent autobiographical comics include Embroideries, the story of Satrapi's grandmother and aunts and the men they've loved, and Chicken with Plums, a chronicle of her great-uncle's last 8 days of life. It's the birthday of the novelist George Eliot, born Warwickshire, England, 1819, the pen name of Mary Ann Evans. We know her as the author of Adam Bede and Middlemarch. She was a famously unattractive woman. Henry James wrote that Eliot was magnificently ugly, deliciously hideous. She lived for 23 years with a man named George Lewis, though they never married, and she took his first name for her pseudonym, George Eliot. She was 40 years old when she published her first short story. She thought that choosing a pseudonym would cover her tracks. She was, after all, living unmarried with a married man. But her first novel, Adam Bede, was a huge success. People speculated about who George Eliot might be, and Mary Ann Evans was forced to reveal herself. It was on this day, 1963, about 12:30 in the afternoon, President John F. Kennedy was fatally shot while riding in a motorcade in Dallas, Texas. The Warren Commission concluded that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in shooting the president, a conclusion that less than half of all Americans believe. Don DeLillo's novel Libra is about the Kennedy assassination. He wrote, "What has become unraveled since that afternoon in Dallas is the sense of a coherent reality most of us shared. We seem from that moment to have entered a world of randomness and ambiguity." Here's a poem for today by Edgar Allan Poe, entitled Hymn. At morn, at noon, at twilight dim, Maria, thou hast heard my hymn. In joy and woe, in good and ill, Mother of God, be with me still. When the hours flew brightly by, and not a cloud obscured the sky, my soul, lest it should truant be, thy grace did guide to thine and thee. Now, when storms of fate o'ercast darkly my present and my past, let my future radiant shine with sweet hopes of thee and thine. A Hymn by Edgar Allan Poe. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.